Welcome, everyone. The last minutes of APHA. I'm Carolyn Swenson, and I am a project manager at Health Teamworks, used to be Colorado Clinical Guidelines Collaborative, here in Denver, Colorado. I am a nurse practitioner with a public health degree, and I especially love working on community-based projects. So I'm going to tell you today about a project that was made possible by the Espert Colorado grant from SAMHSA, Screening Grief Intervention Referral to Treatment here in Colorado. We're in year 5 of a 5-year grant. And I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, all of whom are here, including my community partners from Montrose, who have 6 hours of driving through the snow to do after this presentation. No relationships to disclose. So La Voz del Pueblo, literally the village voice. This was an unexpected opportunity that came up in our Espert Colorado project. In Colorado, our goal is to implement Espert throughout our state. And we know that's a very big goal. So we need community partners to make that possible. And one of the ways we're doing that is to identify champions in communities around our state, where we hope to train them and provide technical assistance to them so they can do outreach, training, and sustainability in their own communities to get Espert going in our state. And when I identified some community partners in Montrose, Colorado, I learned that they were also starting a new Spanish language newspaper, totally locally published. Turned out to be a great opportunity to combine our implementation work with outreach and education to the Latino community through this newspaper. I'm going to tell you more about it in a minute. But first, about Montrose. You can see the star in the lower, the southwest region of the state, Montrose, Colorado, a service hub for surrounding rural areas and counties that are even lower population than Montrose County. They're 300 miles southwest of Denver and about an equal distance from Salt Lake City, Utah. The city of Montrose is actually really a small town, and there's 45,000 people in the county. About 18% of the population is Latino, many from Mexico, first and second generation immigrants, and some farm workers as well. It's a beautiful location, and in addition to being the service hub, there's a lot of agriculture and ranching in the area. And in Colorado, our state health department collects data on youth in our state. And in 2009, a survey of more than 2,000 young people in Montrose County, 26 of whom are Hispanic, indicated high levels of alcohol use, tobacco use, marijuana, and early initiation of this substance use, as well as concerning levels of reported depressive symptoms and suicidal ideation. And these rates are higher than other regions of the state. And this informed some of our outreach on the Espert implementation in that part of Colorado. We decided to focus on introducing Espert into pediatric and school-based settings. And thanks to the collaboration with our community partners, we do have some of those settings now using the CRAFT toolkit to do screening and grief intervention among young patients. So La Voz del Pueblo was, like I said, sort of an unexpected opportunity that came along with this this Espert implementation in Western Colorado. In this slide, you can see several of the headlines and first pages of editions of La Voz del Pueblo in the last year. You can see it focuses, I know you may not read Spanish, but I'm going to tell you, it focuses on Latino culture, history, foods, places in Mexico and Latin America, migrant farm workers. And what's really remarkable about this newspaper is that it's totally local. It's really focused on the community and the surrounding counties. The goals of La Voz are to promote literacy and family wellness, good community relationships. They started out distributing about 1,000 copies and are up to 5,000 copies a month now. Initially had about 10 readers online and now report about 1,000 dedicated online readers. And that contradicts the common notion that Latinos don't read, for example. People now in the area are eagerly awaiting each monthly edition of La Voz at businesses. It's mailed and delivered to homes and businesses, as well as it's possible to have an online subscription. At the end of this presentation, I'll give you the website. And if you read Spanish, you can look at the archives. And if you don't, please contact us if you'd like to see English editions of the articles we've put into La Voz. In addition to being truly local, they are focused on community wellness. And to that end, they do not accept any predatory ads, no payday loan ads or quick cash organizations or businesses, as well as no tobacco, alcohol, or medical marijuana ads. We are a medical marijuana state. So initially, we started out putting articles in La Voz about tobacco cessation and alcohol. These are two of the earliest articles, and they're very fact-based. We covered the health risks of tobacco and secondhand smoke, issues related to alcohol and health, and covered the facts, and they were full-page ads. We talked about the Colorado Quit Line, and thought we did a pretty good job. And here's a list of the topics we've covered over the past year. So what was very fortunate is that my partners arranged for us to do a focus group early in the initiation of this project, where we got to ask readers about their impressions of the articles they'd read about alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. So we did a readers group about, I think, two or three months into the publication of these articles, and it was very, very helpful feedback. Some of the things our readers told us were, first of all, that, yeah, we read your articles, and, you know, they were interesting, we learned something, but we didn't necessarily remember it after reading about it. And they said, you know, use chisme, which is a Spanish word that technically means gossip, but not in a malicious, judgmental way, but rather sort of curiosity about what's happening in the community. They said, make your articles more entertaining, more like a story. We also learned that the advice column in La Voz, Doña Juana, is a very, very popular part of the newspaper. To this day, Doña Juana's identity is a secret to everyone in the community, but she's very popular, and readers send in all kinds of questions, and so we sent in some questions to Doña Juana. I'll be telling you about that in a minute. We also heard that we might want to use some different approaches to reach Latino men. For example, radio dramas with music might be even more effective than print media, they told us. And we also asked about other health topics of interest to the community. And we heard that they would love to see health articles about diabetes and obesity, about sexually transmitted infections and contraception, and about family violence and mental health, especially depression and anxiety. And that's been very informative, and we're looking for ways to connect to other public health partners in our state to produce some of those articles. In addition to the readers group, the La Voz publishers have been able to gather informal feedback on a regular basis at a monthly mercadito, a market held in the community where there's an exchange of goods and services and information. So I'd like to summarize a few of the articles that we've put into La Voz after getting this reader's feedback about how to make the articles more engaging and memorable. So this article is talking about tobacco, alcohol, and men's health. And this is a story of Jose, who's a mechanic and has a not very friendly boss. So after work, he likes to hang out with his friends, and they have a few beers and smoke some cigarettes and just hang out. And he's saying, this isn't really bad for my health, is it? So we go on to explain to Jose that, you know, some alcohol for many men is okay, and we talk about the dangers of cigarettes, and we mention, I think we mentioned this article, smokeless tobacco, because it's more commonly used in rural areas of Colorado, and Latino men may not realize that smokeless tobacco is just as harmful as cigarettes. And so we talk about a number of issues related to men's health, including sexual health. We talk about risk for diabetes and diabetes control when a person drinks. And then we mention the Colorado Quit Line again that offers services for free and in Spanish in our state. So that was one of the articles. Then you're going to see a bit of an evolution in these articles. Another article I'd like to highlight is, first of all, one in color. We started putting articles on the back page of the newspaper. And on the right-hand part of the screen, there's an article that we wrote for International Children's Day in 2010. And this article is actually written by, or the story of a local teenager, a young Latino woman in Montrose, who talks about her own experience of getting involved in using tobacco, alcohol, and drugs, partly as a way to be popular, to get in with a certain group of friends when she had just moved to the town, and how eventually her parents discovered the marijuana and were very sad and disappointed, and she turns out that her friends weren't all that supportive and good friends to her after all when life got difficult. She talks about how she also was not able to exercise as well when she had started, after starting smoking. And she talks about how difficult it was to give up cigarettes, but how she managed to give up marijuana, tobacco, and alcohol, and gives encouragement to her peers about reasons to avoid these substances. You can see on the other article features soccer. Another article, this is another evolution of La Voce, is to the kind of comic strip format. On the right-hand part of the screen is a two-part series, part one of the two parts, where we write about how to talk with your children about difficult or sensitive topics. We heard from parents in the readers group that, you know, they don't really know how to approach this subject with their sons and daughters of risky behaviors, and kind of take a more punitive approach typically when they learn that their child may be involved in a risky behavior. So this series talks about a mother who's very excited about her first child, is having a great experience being a parent, and then comes along early adolescence, and it's not so easy anymore. And so she consults with the school counselor and gets some tips about how to talk with her children about risky behaviors, how to use her own experiences of being a teenager, even talking sometimes about things she wishes she'd done differently in her own life. She learns about adolescent development and why adolescents engage in risky behaviors, and about continuing a conversation as time goes by. Don't have just one conversation, but continue the conversation. Finally, I'd like to mention Doña Juana again. We asked Doña Juana in one of her columns to communicate about secondhand smoke exposure. A family relies on the grandparents to take care of the children, and grandpa smokes. And it turns out that one of the children, age 7, has asthma. And they don't want to offend grandpa, but they really want to avoid smoke exposure. So Doña Juana gives some good advice about, first of all, mentioning how grandpa can step outside to smoke, set up a place for himself to smoke outside, still be a good grandpa, but not expose his grandson to cigarette smoke. Now, so finally, good question, is it working? We would love to do more evaluation of the impact of La Voce. We didn't expect to do this project, so we weren't able to build a lot of evaluation into the project, but we would like to look at Colorado quitline calls, especially from that region of the state, from Spanish language callers perhaps. We'd like to gather feedback from the clinics that are implementing ESPERT about feedback from patients. We've written about questions that patients might want to ask a healthcare provider related to substance use, for example. We would like to gather more feedback from the community as we hope to continue publishing more health-related articles in the coming months. So I want to thank especially my Montrose community partners, and I want to thank my colleague Emily, my co-author on this abstract, and I don't know if we have any time.
Yes, please, some questions.
Any questions?